Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Friday, March 18th. Oh, the thrilling first day is in the books of the NCAA tournament. You need like a long salt bath after Thursday's action. Upsets galore. Kentucky goes down. I mean, Iowa, choke city. I don't even want to start with my biggest loss, which was San Diego State. I know, Jason, why would you load up? They led by 14, guys. But before we go into the NCAA tournament, you know, and a quick word on the upsets. Like, they're fun, but now, Saturday, we got St. Peter's versus Murray State. Like, come on. Like, who's excited for that game? That's like probably last game of the day when there's like three or four games on Saturday afternoon. Like, that's not a great game. I'm sorry. Like, it's great for those alums, but like St. Peter's is a good team, but like that's the problem with the upsets. Now, good thing is we still have really good games Saturday, but we'll get to all that because in the middle of March Madness, during, I think it was the first set of games or maybe like that weird section where there's one game in the late afternoon, it's bleeding into the evening games. You get a bombshell from, I don't know. I try not to keep too much track of who breaks all these stories. I think it was Ian Rappaport that Devontae Adams had been traded to the Las Vegas Raiders. Devontae Adams, the BFF of Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best receiver in the NFL, gone to the Raiders. And you're waiting. You're like, well, I mean, there's 17 different layers to this, but you're waiting like, oh, what do they get in return? Like, maybe they got Max Crosby or Hunter. Maybe they got something. A first round pick and a second round pick. What? You know, I mean, this is a heist. This is unbelievable. I don't even know who the GM is for the Raiders. Rob G, maybe you know. He took over for the guy from NFL Network. Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock gets dusted after the Gruden stuff. They bring in this new GM. I guess he showed up to work on Thursday with a ski mask, and he went to Green Bay and just stole Davante Adams. Now, Rob G, as you know, is, you know, a number one Raiders fan. Rob will be going off shortly. I'm just going to say, before we get it, we'll do Raiders aspect first. I tweeted this. I believe it. I think the bigger story here is the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. But you get the Raiders getting a top three receiver, maybe number one, in the league. Another superstar player going to the AFC West, which is, I mean, now has to be in discussion for one of the greatest division collections of talent in a division ever in league history. That's how stacked. I mean, I've lost track. Russell Wilson, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yes, Hall of Fame, guys. Yes, Hall of Fame. Going to the Broncos. Khalil Mack, a Hall of Fame. Yes, Hall of Fame edge rusher. Going to the Chargers. The Chargers signed the number one cornerback, J.C. Jackson, on the market. Now you get a superstar wide receiver. I mean, I'll say Hall of Fame. I haven't looked at the numbers. He's still a little young, but I like tossing around Hall of Fame, obviously. Davante Adams going to the Raiders. What just a crazy sequence of events in the AFC West. And now, Rob G, I know you want to do a victory lap. You've been champing at the bit forever. What would you like to say about Davante Adams going to your Raiders?
Well, first off, Jason, you forgot, I think, Hall of Famer Chandler Jones.
I forgot about Chandler Jones.
He definitely has a case. His case actually may be better than Davante Adams, given that he's done it longer than, you know, than Davante Adams, because Adams got hurt a lot. I am so pumped right now. You have no idea. I didn't even get to sleep last night. I had UCLA late into the evening on March Madness. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Davante Adams, who I think, for my money, is the best wide receiver in football. And I remember telling you a few weeks ago, you know, that this Twitter account that I follow in Vegas said something
That's
like,
right.
Oh, Davante Adams just bought a house in Vegas, you know, whatever that means. And I was, you know, had the little eye emojis, you know, hey, what do you know? And then Aaron Rodgers gets a big contract. Well, that's not happening anymore. You know, like, what are we going to do? I am so excited that the Raiders have a legitimate star offensive player. Not just, you know, that they have.
Well,
they
wait developed. A second. What about Darren Waller?
Come on, Darren
Waller.
That they were able to bring in is what I'm saying.
Oh,
because they've
been
trying for so long to get, you know, they had the Antonio Brown situation. They tried to make Martavis Bryant. People thought that he had superstar potential. He was underutilized in Pittsburgh. You know, we thought Josh Jacobs could be that. It just turns out, you know, he's very good. He's not quite a star. And to get Davante Adams, who over the last, I think it's, let me pull it up right here. Last 5 years amongst all NFL players, number one in receiving yards, number one in receiving touchdowns, number one in 100-yard receiving games. Like, wow. He is elite of the elite. And now you pair him with the aforementioned Darren Waller over the middle, Hunter Third and Renfro in the slot, and suddenly you have the makings of what could be the most lethal offense in all of football.
Oh.
Provided that the offensive line holds up, you have the best wide receiver in football on the outside. At worst, what, the second best tight end in football over the middle. And for my money, a top five slot receiver in football.
Yeah.
So if they can protect Derek Carr, we've seen what he can do when he has time. He can deal it with the best of them. He's not going to put a game on his shoulders and carry a bunch of no-names the way a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers has done a few times. Patrick Mahomes can do, you know, when Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are out. But if you give him pieces around him, he can get them the ball. So I know I said a few weeks ago when Russell Wilson got traded to Denver, I thought this was their division to lose because they had so much talent. Don't look now, but this could be a situation where you have all four of these teams vying for the playoffs.
Well, technically, all four can make it, right?
Yes.
Since there's a seventh playoff.
It's just highly unusual, but I would be shocked if less than three of them make it.
Well, I would say three are definitely in, because AFC West had three this past year, Arizona, San Fran, and the Rams. Yeah, they'll probably cannibalize each other in the conference play, right? Maybe everybody goes 1-1. It's really the non-conference is tough. Wouldn't it be something if the Chiefs, who, by the way, have you even heard their name mentioned once in free agency yet?
No.
Oh, that's right. They had to pay Patrick Mahomes billions of dollars. That's what happened. Okay, got it. I mean, folks, this is the deal, right? You got to pay the quarterback all the money. Look at Dak Prescott losing guys left and right. Look at the Chiefs. It sounds like the Honey Badger's gone. I don't know if he's officially gone, but sounds like he's gone. They're not adding anybody. It's tough. Now, the Buffalo Bills paid Josh Allen a year early. That's how they were able to add Von Miller. But, Rob, I don't know. I mean, you would agree with me, Carr's the fourth best quarterback in the division. That being said, I mean, you got to look real hard. Like, give me the breakdown. Best roster in the AFC West. I don't know that it's the Chiefs.
No.
I mean, do they have two distinguished defensive players, Chris Jones and Frank Clark? I don't know. If you lose Honey Badger, they lost their good cornerback, the big Ward, I think is his
Travarius
name.
Travarius Ward, yeah.
They lost him to the 49ers. So it's like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, you're telling me that the Chiefs don't have the best roster in the division. Now they have the best quarterback with Mahomes. Chargers have a loaded roster. Offensively, they have just as many weapons, better offensive line than the Chiefs. Denver Broncos have a very good roster. Problem is the Broncos haven't been there. And now the Raiders, you know, who's the second best player after Crosby on the Raiders defense? That's the problem. The back end of the secondary, too, is hot.
Well, they
garbage.
Got Chandler Jones. And that's right. The thing.
Okay, so Chandler Jones and Crosby.
If you have a good front four, you can mask a lot of issues on the back end. We saw that with Tampa Bay a couple of years ago. Their secondary was very talented, but they were young. They were inexperienced. And they took some lumps early on. But once that front four really got going in the second half of the season, especially in the playoffs, suddenly, you know, Antoine Winfield Jr. is a ball hawk. He's no longer a rookie safety who's, you know, giving up 15, 17-yard in routes. And so if you can affect the line of scrimmage, the rest of that back end looks a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, if your excitement over Adams is totally understandable. I mean, Devontae Adams is a tremendous player. That offense is going to be dynamic. And we didn't even mention Josh McDaniels, the head coach, who has been known to kind of do some offense throughout his career in New England, right? I mean, he worked with Brady, Randy Moss. Now, I don't know if this can be as good as that Randy Moss offense when the Patriots won 16-0.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But
that's
no, no, hold up.
Well, Rob,
weapons-wise?
Oh, well, weapons, yeah.
Devontae
weapons,
Adams yeah. matched up with Randy Moss. Hunter Renfrow matched up with, I don't remember, was it Welker? Was he the slot guy?
It was Welker at that time.
And I'll tell you, I know they had Gronk, but Darren Waller ain't far behind. So, like, they're in the same stratosphere, we would agree. Like, this offense can be incredible. Now, the question that you had is the offensive line. But, Rob, we do, before we get to the NCAA tournament, need to quickly talk about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know, Rob, we both know that as soon as this deal went down, the first question was, did Aaron Rodgers really sign his contract? And obviously he did. The real question is, what did Aaron Rodgers know and when? That's the thing. Like, when Aaron Rodgers is going to sign his contract, are they saying, hey, we're trying our best to get Devontae. We're going to offer him more than the Raiders. And you know what? According to one report, I don't know who it was, Rob. Maybe Rappaport.
It was Rappaport, yep.
It was Rappaport. He said that they offered more money than the Raiders. More money. And he still said no. Now, I don't really know if we'll ever find out, Rob, if when Aaron Rodgers sat down for his deal, he knew that Devontae Adams was gone. Like, he's not coming back. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If you told Aaron Rodgers, hey, guess what? We're going to lose Adams, but we're getting a first-round pick for him. What pick is that? The first pick in the friggin' draft? It's like, what, 22nd? They made the playoffs. You got the 22nd pick, and you got a second-round pick in exchange for maybe the best receiver in football? Rob, I don't care how they slice it. By the way, I looked hard. It didn't look like Rodgers went to his mouthpiece media guy to relay whether he was upset or not. It didn't appear as if he put anything on Instagram. I looked far. I didn't see anything. That being said, I refuse to believe that Aaron Rodgers is totally cool with this, and he knew it was going to end like this. There's no way on earth. And I know he's making all the money. He's absolutely loaded because he's got the richest quarterback contract ever. But what does it matter if you lose one of your best buddies, because they were close, and you're coming back to, like, who's your best receiver? MVS?
Free agent.
So who's your, all right, let me go quickly. I got to close out all my tabs on NCAA tournament and find out who the Packers depth chart. Randall Cobb.
Oh, Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard is now their number one wide receiver.
I don't give a hoot if you pick up Chris Olave or Jameson, whoever. It doesn't matter. It's Davante Adams. No receiver you get in free agency the rest of the way or in the draft is possibly going to give you half of that production. I mean, what did Davante Adams have last year? Like 110 catches, like 1,800 yards, a million touchdowns. He's automatic in the red zone. Like, nobody can guard him. His footwork is impeccable. The guy murders Jalen Ramsey in the red zone. Like, you just, I cannot imagine. Rob, I refuse to believe Aaron Rodgers is happy when he looks at the depth chart and sees Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Malik Taylor, Jawan Winfrey. I don't know if that's like a real person. Amari Rodgers, who was it good at Clemson, but come on. Like, Rob, I'm sorry. I refuse to believe Rodgers is not super pissed at this.
Oh, absolutely. And what's worse is the timing of this. Like, had they made this trade 48 hours ago, which it still would have stung, but Allen Robinson might be available. Maybe you can get him. And now you're stuck with a Odell Beckham Jr. coming off a torn ACL. So you'll get like half a season.
Yeah, he's not going to be ready till like halfway through the season.
Half a
right?
season.
And is, wait, time out. Is he going to want to go to Green Bay? Remember, his baby mama just had a kid.
Right.
I follow her on Instagram. She's pretty Instagram famous. She lives out here in L.A. Odell was super happy out here in L.A. I'm telling you right now, ain't no way he's going to Green Bay.
Okay.
So no shot. You got
the next best receiver is probably, what, a slot receiver, Jarvis Landry? You know, are you betting big? I don't know if he's been signed. If he has, I missed it. DJ Chark? Like, is that what really excites you? Like,
baby shark.
The Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams were the most lethal 1-2 combination in football for the last several years. So much so that come playoff time, and we saw this in San Francisco, he had become so over-reliant on Davante Adams because the rest of the receiving depth chart was mediocre that on a key third down late in that game, you saw all the highlights, rather than hit Alan Lazard wide open over the middle for 15 yards and a first down, he forces it 35 yards downfield at Davante Adams in a double coverage. He was the only legitimate offensive weapon on the outside that they've had for a few years now. Now, having said all of that, and again, Davante Adams, best receiver in football, obviously want him on your team. Aaron Rodgers, in his career, since they've drafted Davante Adams, has played 11 games without Davante Adams. Would you like to know what their record is in those games?
Ooh, yeah, I do.
10-1, including 7 straight victories. During
was
those 11
games. That game against the Cardinals last year?
That was the most recent one. During those 11 games, this is where it gets really interesting. Passer rating of 112, almost 2,800 yards, 24 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So I'm not going to ever say that Aaron Rodgers is better without Davante Adams. That would be blasphemous. However, when you take away his safety blanket, it kind of forces him to read the defense a little bit more, not try to fit it into tight windows as much, because he doesn't have that guy who's guaranteed to beat the guy in front of him. He has to be a little bit more patient. He has to be a little bit more decisive on his dropbacks. Like, hey, I know that I have Davante Adams over here. He's going to beat this guy. But if I wait an extra second, I can get Randall Cobb, whatever. Pick your receiver. So maybe not having this number one receiver, I'm not going to say it's going to make them better. I definitely think they're not better. But maybe it doesn't drop them off as far as we think it does because Aaron Rodgers is that good.
Yeah, I'm kind of a believer that one game for a week, you can scheme up a bunch of stuff. But over the course of a season, I think, at least my read is, there will be a significant drop-off. Now, the good news is, Packers fans, this is not me and Rob just taking dumps on the Packers for 20 minutes. But the division is still a joke. Nobody believes in the Detroit Lions. The Chicago Bears are in a full-on rebuild. And the Minnesota Vikings are still like a distant second in that division. That being said, Aaron Rodgers is now stuck in Green Bay for several years. And I'm going to just point out that without question, Tom Brady loves to recruit, right? He got Gronk and Fournette and Antonio Brown. And I'm sure you guys saw the reports. He's been recruiting Julio Jones to Tampa Bay. And all these guys are tweeting at me, don't worry, don't worry. Aaron Rodgers can just recruit Julio Jones. Okay. Okay. First of all, Aaron Rodgers is a notorious prick. He's very not well liked among even his teammates, right? This guy, I'll never forget. I sat on a dais with Mercedes Lewis, former tight end of the Packers. And, you know, we would go back behind the scenes and then we just like hang out and like eat snacks or whatever while we waited for our next like topic or whatever to come out and talk in front of the crowd. This was like 3 years ago. And I'm asking him for Aaron Rodgers reason. He just starts unloading about how Aaron Rodgers was a jerk to him, refused to talk to him, and he was just negative. And like Greg Jennings, I work with that guy a ton. You think he says a lot? Obviously, we know Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback, but as a person, go ask Greg Jennings. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about it plenty. But Rob, if you're Julio Jones, do you want to spend the winter in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? Or in Tampa in the winter with Tom Brady?
Oh, 1,000%. I don't. 1,000% Tampa.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, and I won't even bring up the tax factor. And, you know, you mentioned Allen Robinson, how they missed on him. That, I totally forgot about that. I thought that was a big signing Thursday. I mean, the Rams go out and get Allen Robinson. You know, they have all this money freed up because Von Miller's gone to the Buffalo Bills. And now you're looking at Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, and Robert Woods, and maybe Odell. Now, I thought the odd man out would be Van Jefferson, but there's our reports that maybe Robert Woods is on the trade block. Now, that would shock me because Sean McVay has talked for a long time about how like Robert Woods is one of his favorite players. He's one of the best blocking receivers, and it was clear they had a drop-off when they lost Woods this past season. Then they go out and get Odell Beckham. I mean, is there a chance that Snead and McVay can say, hey, Odell, you know, we don't want you playing on the minimum, but if you do that, we'll be able to keep you. Otherwise, it's nearly impossible. So would you do that? And, you know, you have all this money from Nike. You've made a ton of money. We'll do incentives. Whatever. Can we make this happen? And maybe Odell says, sure, right? That being said, like, who's the odd man out with the Rams? And does that guy go then to the Packers? I mean, if you're Robert Woods and you go to Green Bay like that you're instantly the best receiver for Aaron Rodgers, right? Now, Woods is coming off the injury. He should be ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah. For 100%. Training camp? Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So it gets interesting. I mean, there isn't a lot of guys out there right now. I cannot wait. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers will get asked about this. He will come out right strong and say, yeah, I knew it was a possibility. It's disappointing, but we're going to miss him. But you know what? We got some good guys. He's going to say some nonsense like that. But you guys know the reality. They were boys. And this idea that you're going to lose a superstar like that, even though he's 10-1 without him in his career, like, there's just no way he could be happy. I'm sorry, Rob.
Well, JC, you know that the drumbeat coming out of Green Bay and out of the NFL period for the last couple of years is, when are the Packers going to use a first-round pick on a wide receiver? When are they going to do it? And I'm willing to bet, I don't have a lot of money, but I bet almost all of it, that this year they're going to draft a wide receiver in round one. The problem is, you'd hope to draft that guy to pair it with Devontae Adams. Now you're going to be drafting him to replace Devontae Adams.
Yeah, that's disappointing, but it's not my mess. I'm a Jets fan.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You mentioned money, so we might as well talk about the NCAA tournament on Thursday. First of all, Rob, did you have Kentucky winning the chip in any of your brackets?
Absolutely.
Or are you
not
a one bracket guy?
No, I have two brackets, and I did not have them advancing past the Sweet 16, either of them.
Oh, wow. So you are definitely going to be in the mix in all of your bracket contests, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
a lot of people have Kentucky.
And you know me, Jason. I watch nothing but college basketball all season long.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've done a lot of research on these teams, and I didn't trust Kentucky to make a deep run, and I'm glad that. Not well, I'm glad they lost, but I'm glad that it's not going to ruin my brackets.
Yes, they did not bust your brackets. The gambling was not great. Now, in-game betting, I hit Boise, which was a nice one. I hit Gonzaga, which they were tied like early second half. I hit St. Peter's. And obviously UCLA kind of saved my bacon at the end of the day after just the San Diego State debacle. San Diego State up by 14, choke city. Indiana, I don't know why I bet them. It was very clear right before halftime they were going to get destroyed in the second half, and they did. St. Mary's looks good. Iowa, that one hurt. Iowa hurt badly. That was, oh my gosh. But Rob, it's interesting. Two straight years, the Big Ten Conference Tournament champ. Illinois last year, Iowa this year, out opening weekend. You just wonder, like, I know people are not going to totally buy this, but when you exert that much energy and effort in your conference tournament. 4 days, four games, you win. You just feel like you're on top of the world, and there is a bit of a come down. And Iowa played like it. Richmond was in the game throughout, and folks, I'll tell you right now, I think Richmond will be beating Providence on Saturday. I've already bet it. I bet them on the money line. I like Richmond in that game. Other losses included... Let's see here.
Well, while you're looking it up, I'll say that my sneaky pick in my brackets was Richmond to the Sweet 16.
Oh, that's a spicy.
And let me tell you, I have not watched a single Richmond game before this NCAA tournament. But there was just something about looking at that bracket. I knew I didn't like Providence. So I knew that whoever I had was going to beat Providence in the second round. And I was like, you know what? I just saw Coach Carter about a week and a half ago. It was, you know.
Coach Carter? Have you never seen that?
I saw it again. That's what I'm saying. I saw it a week and a half ago. And it was Richmond. I was like, well, it's meant to be. I got to go with the Spiders here in this one, and it's working
out. Wow. Coach Carter reference. That's, by the way, that if you guys have kids who are, I would say, I'll say fourth, fifth grade, I think Coach Carter's watchable. What say you? There are some advanced themes, but.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's no nudity.
It's tempered. And I think that especially nowadays with the way that cell phones and iPads and things like that, these kids are much more advanced at a younger age than they ever were. So I think fourth, fifth grade is the sweet spot for movies like that, even when they're with the Titans, things like that.
My daughter liked it. My son really liked it, you know, but it there was some violence in there, whatever. Coach Carter's great movie, though. Anyways, I guess one of the big takeaways, and sadly, a lot, it's not as much about the brackets this year for me because of that Calcutta. And it's so funny because the Calcutta, you know, Kentucky went for $22,000. And I was watching the guy that, you know, on one of the guys on my team, we were watching the end of the Kentucky game and we're like, oh my gosh, the guys who bid $22,000 on Kentucky, they lose this like, $22,000 is like a car to a lot of people in America. This is that loss stings. So now we're getting like a little nervous about Kansas. And there was a little bit of a sweat for Gonzaga, but I kept telling them, like, guys, they got this. Okay. Georgia State has no chance. Now Saturday, Gonzaga, Memphis. Rob, I don't know how much Gonzaga you watch or Memphis. Memphis has some dogs. They got the kid Jalen Duren. It was like a top 10 recruit. He's going to be an NBA player. He's an animal inside. And Duren against Timmy and Chet Holmgren on Saturday, like it's gonna be tough. There will be a sweat. Kansas rolled, and by the way, the Iowa loss just Iowa. By the way, went for 16,000 in the Calcutta. Jeez. The Iowa, Rob, you laugh. The Iowa loss really opens things up for Kansas. Kansas now has to go through Creighton, which I don't know if you guys saw Creighton. I don't want to continue to bash them, but San Diego State choked, and Creighton comes out victorious. But in overtime, their 7-foot starting center went down with an injury. It looked bad. I don't want to say whether it was the big A or not, but he like tweaked his knee, got up, took a step, and then instantly went down and could not put any pressure on.
And weren't they already without one of their like their star point guard?
Starting point guard. Yeah, okay. Yep, starting point guard Nemhar was on the bench with like in a cast. So you're down two starters like Kansas. They're not losing that game to Creighton. Okay, that's not happening. Then they're going to play the winner of Providence-Richmond. I'm actually more afraid of Richmond than Providence because Richmond runs tight sets, very smart. They got a very good point guard. That being said, Kansas doesn't have a ticket to the Elite Eight, but they are in great shape, better shape than anyone else, I would say. Rob, nervous level for UCLA-St. Mary's.
Oh, I'm not nervous at all. I mean,
you think UCLA rolls?
I don't know if they roll. They haven't really rolled over anybody this season. You know, they find ways to win, which is something that, you know, good teams do. When you don't have your best, you can still get wins. That's important. Gonzaga did not have their best effort on Thursday, but they had a little 3-minute, 4-minute sprint where you saw the unlocked version of Gonzaga, and that was enough for them to get the win.
Yeah.
And I think
it was 22-0 run.
Yeah, it was something like that. Chet Holmgren's a monster, by the way. With UCLA, you know.
Hold on. He had 19. 17, 7 blocks, jeez, 5 assists. Now listen, that's Georgia State. And by the way, Georgia State's big guy suffered an injury like middle of the first half and was out. So they were thin inside. Their other two big guys off the bench fouled out in like little time. So I don't think that's a total assessment. Like Chet Holmgren is still the number one pick. I want to see him against Memphis because these kids on Memphis, you know who they were? It's like 5 Patrick Beverleys out there.
Right, right.
Do we need to talk, Rob, briefly about Patrick Beverley woofing at Westbrook and like Patrick holding up, Beverly, like holding his nose?
Look, Russell Westbrook's been terrible. And that's an open secret here on this podcast. However, there's like a certain tier of players that should not be able to say anything reckless or talk trash, whether it's on the floor or in social media. And Patrick Beverley is below that tier. Like he just...
Wait a second. Now, well, Rob, that's a little harsh. Somebody said something on maybe social media about Patrick Beverley, about like guys be talking trash to Westbrook and they haven't won anything. And Patrick Beverley's response was, I've been to the playoffs every single year. And then I think he was in like two conference finals.
Yeah, but why if you're can't like I say the something? Sixth best player on those teams, do you really get to say anything? Like, look, I'm a huge Laker fan. I don't need Robert Horry talking trash to like Charles Barkley. Like, I don't need that to happen. So no, Pat Bev can't say anything. And the whole thing that started it was what Russell Westbrook said after the game, where he's like, let them do their talking because none of them in that locker room has ever done anything. And
he said that?
Yeah, and it's true. Geez. I mean, what, Cat, has he ever won a playoff series? I know they had when Jimmy Butler was there, they maybe won one and then got bounced out. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
But, maybe. You know, D'Angelo Russell has never won a playoff series. Anthony Edwards never won a playoff series. And Pat Bev is the fifth or sixth best guy on every team he plays on? So, like, what can you say? Like, you're not the kind of guy who's at a level where you can talk trash to Hall of Fame-level players. That's just not where you're at.
Mm. Aggressive, Rob. I kind of like that. I will just add, Karl Anthony Towns, did you see Russ threw up an air ball from the corner?
Yes, I did.
Karl Anthony Towns catches it, passes it, and then just stands there and, like, looks around. Like, what was he trying to say?
That was funny. He's like, hey, if someone left a window open, there's a draft in here. Because it's not just that it was an air ball. It was like an air ball that was a foot off. That's what it was even.
I mean, this isn't bad. The time to drill down on it because we're deep in a March Madness podcast and, like, it's going to be a long day. I need coffee. But, Rob, I don't recall this level of disrespect for really anyone. Nobody tried this crap with Kobe. Not that Russell Westbrook's on Kobe's level. I don't remember this kind of thing with Iverson, but it seems like it's open season on Westbrook. And there was a video on Instagram of some guy in Minnesota yelling, Westbrook, you're my favorite player, Westbrook. And he's like, Russ hears him, sees him, and comes over and says, what did you say? He said, Westbrook, you're my favorite player.
What a chump.
And Russ is like, gets close to his face and is like, oh, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. And then he turns around and the guy says Westbrook again, but Russ had left. And it's like, I don't know. I know I asked this yesterday, but do you feel bad for Baker Mayfield? But I didn't think I'd be asking this. Rob, do you feel a little bad for Russ Westbrook?
No. Why? Okay. Look, Russ.
You're a Lakers fan, so yeah, I had to ask.
I mean, Russell Westbrook talks a lot of trash too. Like I think he invented the rock the baby celebration because the guy is so small that he's guarding him, right? Like I think. He's one of those guys. Like
good point.
He started calling Kevin Durant, what was it, a cupcake, right? So it's like you can't have this kind of thin skin where Westbrook bothers you when you were leading the OKC chants calling Kevin Durant cupcake. Like if you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it. Now, the caveat being is I expect a certain level of player to be the one who's talking trash back to Westbrook. That's the only thing.
So what about fans? fans in the front row yelling Westbrook.
Well, I mean, fans they'll say whatever. I mean, the funniest fan experience I thought was earlier this week. It was in a Nets game, and a fan says, "Hey, KD, we need you to step it up," or something like that. KD, close this out. And nothing derogatory, nothing bad. And KD's like, "You need to shut down, sit your ass down," or something like that. And it's like,
yeah,
he didn't even say anything bad to you.
When are you gonna shut the F up?
Yeah.
It was pretty quick. Wait, this brings up an interesting... I wish we hadn't buried this at the end of a... This is for the tier one listeners, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Rob. It's weird. Chris Bosh and Kevin Love were cool and understood the deal when you're the third banana. Things go wrong, you're going to get the blame. Things go right, you win the championship. Things are going wrong with the Lakers. Russ is the third banana. He's... getting the brunt of the criticism. He ain't taking it well. I don't think when he was anticipating his move to LA that this was even an option. Nobody in his crew said, bro, hey. If things go south, they ain't going to blame LeBron. They're not going to blame AD because he's always hurt. They're coming after you. Nobody in his crew said that. And It's not a great job. And I know I sound like a little bit of a wuss when I'm like, do you feel bad for Russell Westbrook? I mean, hell, I've been crushing that guy on his podcast for a long ass time. But it is a weird dynamic, is it not, Rob?
A little bit. But I think even the people who killed the trade at the time, which there were many, nobody, not a single person, pick your favorite NBA analyst who killed the trade, none of them thought it was going to be this bad. Their version of, hey, this is not going to work, is they're not going to win a championship. Like that was what the baseline is. They're going to win or they're not. Nobody thought, oh, they might not make the playoffs. Nobody.
No, they're in the playoffs, Rob.
But I'm saying like that. Nobody thought it was going to be 11 games under 500 bad. Like right. It was, hey, you know, they'll win 55 games or 50 games. They'll get to the Western Finals and lose, or they'll get to the Finals and lose. Nobody expected this. So when you say that Westbrook wasn't prepared for what was coming, I don't think anybody was prepared for the level of ineptitude that this team was going to show.
That's fair. That's a great point. I'm even a little surprised. I know I keep saying, well, AD's not here, you know, once AD's back, but I don't know, man. I'm starting to look around like Wayne Ellington, I mean, he doesn't even play. Kent Bazemore is in the doghouse. Kendrick Nunn, I'm just going to stop saying his name because he has not played a game this season. And I don't know. Is he ever coming back?
It's the worst bone bruise in sports history.
A bone bruise is like a black and blue, right?
That, yeah, it's supposed to be like a 2 month injury or like a month and a half kind of thing.
Who's the other guy? Carmelo Anthony doesn't play a lick of defense, but if Anthony Davis is there to clean it up, it's not the worst thing in the world. Dwight Howard looks like he's been basically celebrating with women like all the time. He's checked out, and a lot of teams got better. I do like, by the way, we'll wrap up, Rob. I do like how the NBA only scheduled one game for last night, right? They knew first day of the NCAA tournament, nobody's going to be watching, nobody's going to be talking. So they had one game on the slate, and tonight they have a full lineup, but like, you know, Sadiq Bey scored 51 points for the Pistons against the Magic in a tankathon, you know, last night. Like
it wasn't
smart
just
job.
It wasn't just one game, Jason. It was one game between the only two teams who are already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Eliminated, right. So ain't a damn soul watching that. Lakers will get waxed tonight in Toronto. I if I were LeBron, I just would not play. Mavericks Sixers is kind of spicy. What's the deal with Embiid? Is he hurt?
I mean, he's kind of always nicked up, isn't he? I mean,
no, but I saw that it went down in the last game, or the knee was bothering him. Something, he's missed. Okay, he's officially questionable for tonight's game. They're saying it's his back, but in the last game out, I did, you know, against Cleveland, he just. I mean, I know he had 35 and 17. You're like, oh, he's not hurt. What are you talking about? But there, he didn't look, he wasn't as aggressive as the normal Joel Embiid that I'm used to. Now, that could be because he was coming off the heels of the Jokic game. This is a tough stretch. Cleveland, kind of, you know, spicy. Jokic is tough, and the Mavs are tonight. And the Mavs, by the way, Rob, that's one of my best calls. Yeah, they are, I'll tell you right now, it would not shock me if the Mavs made the finals.
Ooh.
And that's not regular season hype. That's A, Luka. And B, oh my gosh, Spencer Dinwiddie is like the second best player on this team. They don't have another all-star around Luka. They are currently tied with the Jazz for the fourth spot. So either the Jazz will have home court or the Mavs will. Luka can't lose that series. I you know, it's the Jazz. I don't even want to get into the Steph Curry injury. What's the verdict on that? I didn't see how long he's out. Is he out for the rest of the season?
They're hopeful that he'll be able to come back for the playoffs when this playoffs start.
Hopeful?
Yeah. Well, the word they use is optimistic, but, you know, it's a midfoot sprain. So Anthony Davis is going to be missing like 6 weeks. And I don't know if it's the same injury, but they're both midfoot sprains. I don't know if one's worse than the other. So I don't know if I'd feel that confident that he's back in 3 weeks that it will take.
So 12 games left for the Warriors. I mean, they're the three now. There's a chance that they fall further. There's a chance they open with Denver. I mean, Minnesota could be in play. And Rob, we got to be honest. Without Draymond or without Curry, they're not winning anything.
No, not at all.
I mean, Jordan Poole's exciting. That's my guy. I like Jordan Poole. He would be the second best player on the Lakers right now. But that ain't saying much. And I said that like in the first week of the season.
You did, actually.
Right?
You did. Yes. After the first
and
game,
you scoffed.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was so early on Jordan Poole, and I was early on Malik Monk. And I know you'll never forget that I when I told Chris Broussard that Malik Monk will have games, he will win like games for them. He'll have 30, he'll have 40. Has he had a 40? I don't think he's had a 40.
No, he's had a few in the 30s, though, for sure.
Yeah, Malik Monk can get buckets. So two good calls. We'll just forget about some of the bad calls in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Let's see what I'm on today for today's games. I have it written down right here. Colgate on the money line. That would be a very nice hit. LSU minus 4, LSU minus 5. Loyola on the money line. Loyola minus half. Minus 1.5. Davidson, plus 1.5. USC, minus 1. Virginia Tech, plus 1.5. Chattanooga, plus 7. Chattanooga, money line. Purdue, minus 15.5. Oh, my gosh. Another Davidson bet. Another LSU bet. And then one, this is so random. Jacksonville State, Auburn, first half under. How's that? That's a fun one. This is a heavier day volume-wise for me. I need some wins. I finished a little bit in the red thanks to that UCLA salvage. But overall, I mean, the games were great. I loved it. Rob, how much of the games did you watch? Were you glued to the TV or not really?
I didn't really get glued until the Gonzaga game. Like, none of the early games, I was prepping for the radio show, so I wasn't able to watch them as closely as I probably would have. They were on, but it was kind of more like white noise in the background. I didn't really get into the games until Gonzaga.
It's my son's birthday, officially. He turns 11 coming up soon, so I got to give him a quick shout-out. He's a big kid now. You know, he talks back to his dad. Just wait till it happens, Rob. It's not fun. It's not fun, but it's life. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a great, safe weekend. I'll put more gambling picks online because I know you need them, and I'll be winning eventually. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.